AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An Iowa judge has temporarily blocked the state's new abortion ban from taking effect while legal challenges are underway. Jackie Quinn has details.
Just last week, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed into law a measure that reduced the window for an abortion from 20 weeks of pregnancy down to about 6 weeks once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Now, a judge, Joseph Seidlins, agreed to enact a temporary injunction sought by Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and an abortion clinic. It means for now, abortion is again legal up to 20 weeks of pregnancy in Iowa. The governor's criticizing the ruling, saying it thwarts the will of the people. The judge's order is specific, though. The State Board of Medicine should continue preparing rules to enforce the six-week ban in the event it's reinstated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Extreme weather across the U.S. Amid flooding in the east, emergency crews in Pennsylvania are still searching for a missing 9-month-old and his 2-year-old sister. Their family was swept away in a weekend deluge. Upper Makefield Township Fire Chief Tim Brewer.
We have search teams that are assisting us from Delaware, Chester, parts of Bucks County, New Jersey. We also have deployed K-9 units, underwater assets, air assets.
That sound courtesy WPVI. Out west, blistering heat persists, while those Canadian wildfires are sending smoke across a broad swath of the central U.S., with unhealthy air quality from Lincoln, Nebraska, down to Alabama and North Carolina, and up across Pennsylvania into New York State. Overseas, an attack before dawn damaged part of a bridge linking Russia to Crimea. The span serves as a key supply route for Kremlin forces in Ukraine. Meantime, Moscow has suspended a deal brokered by the UN and Turkey, allowing shipment of grain from Ukraine to parts of the world where millions are going hungry. This is AP News. The British Open begins later this week. Graham Agars catches us up on the Scottish Open, which wrapped up yesterday.
Rory McIlroy birdied the last two holes of the day to post a dramatic one-shot victory to claim the Genesis Scottish Open over local hope Robert McIntyre. The 26-year-old Scot had posted a brilliant 6-under-64 in the windy conditions, only to see McIlroy steal the victory with a stunning finish to his final round 68 for a 15-under-par total.
This is going to be up there with probably the proudest that I felt because of, you know, how I finished it off and the shots that I hit down the stretch.
It was McIlroy's 24th career PGA Tour win and sends him into the British Open at Royal Liverpool as a firm favourite.
It's a great shot of confidence, having something fresh in my memory.
It was at that very same course where McIlroy won the last of his four majors 9 years ago. I'm Graham Agars.
Thanks, Graham. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.